Hey guys, it's Morgan. Sorry, you probably hear a bunch of noise in the background. It's the football game going on. Kansas City against Washington. Kansas City is losing right now, which makes us kind of sad here. So I just wanted to continue, instead of sitting here talking about football, because who cares about that? We're here to talk about colors. I want to continue the list from the last week that I had started. We had finished up with green, and we are now moving on to other colors that are not on the primary list and don't really have an element associated with it, but these are colors that are still important, still used, and you can find them. You can find chime candle colors in the colors that I'm going to discuss. So let's get started. We're going to lead off with violet. Violet is a very antiseptic and cleansing color. It helps balance the spiritual and physical energies. Violet also stimulates dream activities. It aids in inspiration and humility, judgment, industry, religious thought, spirit, etheric realms, higher esoteric learning, ancient wisdom, and mysteries. It's sometimes associated with the element of the Akasha, or the spirit, and violet represents spirituality, knowledge, sorrow, mourning, and old age. An attribute of the Greek god Zeus. In Christianity, violet is representative of truth and sorrow, and it's a color attributed to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So as you can see, violet's pretty, you know, it's a very spiritual color. Next color is indigo, which is a bluish. Indigo helps us purify the blood, balance the hemispheres of the brain, and is good for certain obsessions. Too much indigo can lead to a feeling of isolation. Represents the void and the mystic borderland. It symbolizes initiation, holiness, spiritual attainment, the night sky, because it's that darker blue, and the unconscious, sleep, and death. Moving on to lavender, it's a mystical color because it's the combination of white, which is spirituality, and purple, which is royalty. It's associated with spiritual development. It's also associated with the planet Mercury. I don't remember where exactly I got this from. I think this was from a teacher, but I disagree that lavender is associated with Mercury. You guys tell me what you think. Mercury is, again, the god of communication, and his color is actually yellow, not lavender. But I digress. Lavender lowers the metabolism and can have a tranquilizing effect, which even the flower lavender does that. Lavender symbolizes joy and wisdom. It also makes people more social, and it strengthens the body after an illness. Orange is the next color, and it represents warmth, friendship, abundance, spirit, wills, principles, theory, and alertness. It also is associated with the sun, shocker. Energy building, success, stimulation, attraction, mental agility, and it attracts good luck and fortune. It also builds stamina and vitality. It's also indicative of energy, encouragement, and it discourages laziness and adaptability. Buddha wore orange robes, representing his rejection of life's riches and princely pleasures. Pardon me. Orange represents strength and perseverance, an attribute of the trickster gods such as Loki. And in China and Japan, orange symbolizes love and happiness. Orange can affect the body by inspiring creativity and increasing immunity. The color magic chart for orange is, it inspires warmth, friendship, and the spirit, will, abundance, principles, theory, and alertness. It's also, again, associated with the sun. Next color is gold. And gold Excuse me. Sorry. Weather's changing here in Arizona, so we're a little snotty out here. Apologize. So gold. Let me start off by saying it is the God color. It is the color that is used across the board in most pantheons to represent the God. And this is probably why. It symbolizes strength, leadership, and vitality. Used to attract money and power, it attracts happy people to your life. It heals, rejuvenates, charms, builds confidence. It's useful in persuasion. It gives energy and intelligence to make proper decisions in financial affairs. Gold is a solar color, symbolizing immortality, enlightenment, and masculine principles. I don't understand why that word's there. That word has to be incorrect. But power is also a characteristic of gold. An attribute all solar gods and goddesses hold is gold, the color gold. In Hinduism, gold symbolizes immortality, truth, and light. The Greek god Zeus has a golden cord which draws all things into bins. Yellow represents royalty, divinity, and prosperity. And in Japan, and that's in Japan. In medieval heraldry, gold had the same symbolism of yellow. In alchemy, yellow represents the sun and the goal of the great work of turning base metals into gold, which is symbolic of the transformation of the soul. So this is considered to be one of the most magical colors, as stated before, because it's representative of the God. So there's not much to talk about on these colors this week, but I just wanted to give you kind of a little heads up on, you know, some more colors. We will start the next one with silver, which is the goddess color. I don't have much on silver at all. As a matter of fact, I'll just get into it actually. So silver represents serenity, calm, psychicism, feminine mysteries, and lunar energies, which women, feminine energies are moon-based, which is also representative of the moon. The silver color is the moon color. So there are your colors for this week. So next week we'll start with pink. And then I only have a few more colors to go after that. But it's really not that hard. White is a huge one where we'll have a lot to talk about there. But these colors were kind of, you know, left in the lurch. Because you're looking at these colors kind of have two colors put together. You actually can combine the characteristics of those two colors, combine them into whatever, like indigo. That's, you know, a lighter blue, but also mixed with black or brown. So you could take both of the properties of those two colors and put them together and actually come up with exactly what the indigo color is like, you know, as far as characteristics and what you're trying to get across if you're wearing it or using it in your magic. So, everybody, have a good week. There might be a bonus one. I might actually finish up colors this week, maybe later on in the week. And so then that way we can move on to something else, something a little more exciting. So, thanks for listening to the Boring Podcast today. Have a great day. Have a great week. And we'll see you again soon.